Hey, what's up? What's up? It's your man Sam, host of Just Talk with Sam podcast. Just Talk with Sam podcast. Oh man, we got a great podcast for you guys today. Favorite. It's been a while since my man has been back. You guessed it. Driz is back in the building, and he has an announcement to make. I mean, don't get it twisted. Driz is always welcome back, but this time he's not alone, and he's bringing his boy Napoleon. Now, I didn't exactly know a lot about Napoleon, but having this conversation with Napoleon makes me want to learn a whole lot more about this man and his extraordinary talents. Then on top of that, well, the rest of that, you're just going to have to wait and see what his announcement is. One thing that's a little bit different, we got ourselves out of our dingy old cave, out of the studio, the den, whatever you want to call it, and my man Driz took us out to lunch. We got a chance to get a little bit to eat while we sit around and podcast, man. That was pretty cool. And we're going to get into one of the big announcement from my man Driz. But before we do any of that stuff, we got to pay some bills. I want to thank everybody who went to our website at samshownation.com. Your ground zero for everything related to the Just Talk With Sam podcast. Right there on the homepage and current promotions page, you can see all of our stuff right there. But one of the things you can see on the homepage and current promotions page is the donate button. Hey, this has always been a crowdsourced podcast, and quite honestly, let's just keep the podcast going. So, if you feel like donating to this podcast, give whatever makes you feel like a good person. We'll put this right back into this podcast to make it a bigger, better, greater podcast. Also, maybe you want a little bang for your buck. You can always go to samshownation.com. You can hit the store. By hitting the store, all the Just Talking With Sam swag you need is right there at the Just Talking With Sam store. Whether that be t-shirts, hats, stickers, all that stuff is right there. So you can show your love to Just Talking With Sam podcast as you go through your daily life and show people that, hey, this is one of my favorite podcasts. I really like hearing this podcast. This podcast has great guests on, like my man Driz and Napoleon. And you can check this out too. It is, quite honestly, the third best way to help out this podcast. Next way, speaking of the podcast, let's talk about the podcast itself. If you go to samshownation.com, you will see the podcast link. And by going to that podcast link, you can catch up on all of the shows right there on the podcast page. But maybe you're not around samshownation.com. Never fear, we are also on Stitcher, Google Play, iTunes, TuneIn, good old RSS. Pretty much, if it hooks up to the internet and you can hear it, you'll probably hear this podcast. So just search Just Talking With Sam. No G in talking, Just Talking With Sam. And tell a friend to do it. That is the best way to help out this podcast. Spread the word. Tell a friend about this podcast. We got a few sponsors this week, and then we're going to get into this interview and this big announcement with my man Driz. But first off, let's get to the sponsors. First sponsor, oh yes, it's that time. Kids, I'm sorry, it's that time. But the first sponsor comes from Walmart. Walmart wants you to be a school year hero by giving you smart savings on classroom essentials. Only thing we ask you to do is go to samshownation.com, click that promo link, and hit the Walmart link, and you can shop now right there online. By going to samshownation.com and hit that Walmart link, you get everything that your college grad, your preschooler, your high schooler, your grade schooler. If you're going back to school, you can need that right now. And Walmart got you covered. They got everything for your college preparatory, for uniform shirts for the kids, markers, pencils, pens, everything that you will need to get back on your back to school list. And on top of that, they have clearance items, bunch of items on clearance that you will love if you want trying to get the last few moments of your summer to yourself. They got you covered right there. And the cool thing about going to samshownation.com, clicking that Walmart link and order it right there. You can pick it up at your friendly neighborhood Walmart. The Walmart that's closest to you. And if you do that, you get the Sam Show Nation special. They introduce the pickup discount. Hey, go to samshownation.com. You order stuff from Walmart. Go pick it up. Get a couple bucks knocked off of it. Hey, you got kids going back to school. You may be going back to school yourself. And if anything, it doesn't take a book to learn this, that every dollar counts. So So please go ahead, be a school year hero with eSmart Savings and get everything for your school list. Next sponsor, the good folks at NFLShop.com. Yes, the NFL season is right around the corner. We will be doing a lot of talking of the NFL on this very podcast, but we want you to dress the part. So we need you to go to SamShowNation.com and you click the NFLShop.com link, which has what I'm about to talk about a little bit, the 2017 Sideline Gear Collection. The 2017 Sideline Gear gives you a chance to root for your favorite team, rocking the colors. If you like me, you're a Lions fan. You could be a Patriots fan. You could be a Buccaneers fan, Steelers fan, Cowboys fan, 49ers. Three of you are still over there. I mean, like, it got to be a 49ers fan, right? They got you covered right there at NFLShop.com. Everything that you would possibly need, whether it be activewear, pro line, jerseys, for men, women, kids, they got you covered. Maybe you want collectibles. Maybe you want authentic jersey. Maybe you want some of the things they got. Hey, maybe you just want to stock up on some stuff. They have up to 75% off at their clearance. So go ahead, NFLShop.com, be a SamShowNation.com. It's a new season, get some new gear. And lastly, and certainly not leastly, the last sponsor is the good folks at Amazon.com. Yes, Amazon.com. If you go to SamShowNation.com, you can hit the Amazon banner on the homepage and current promotions page. And right there at Amazon, you can shop, connect, and enjoy. Hey, they got us a bunch of stuff for back to school too, but maybe you celebrating that the kids are finally gone. That you spent all summer with these kids and you want to get something for yourself. Amazon got you covered. Maybe, since it's a little quieter around the house, you want to fire up that Prime. You want to watch some of your videos from Prime that you didn't get a chance to watch. Hey, Amazon got you covered. They have all your favorite movies and popular TV shows. Speaking of movies, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2, Boss Baby, King Arthur, Kong Skull Island. Hey, maybe you want to get some of the favorites like Dirty Grandpa, Whiskey Tango Foxtrot, Daddy's Home, Will Ferrell's a good movie. Maybe you want to catch up on some of the series. Maybe you want to catch up on some of their original series such as Man in the High Castle and Catastrophe. Or you can always do this, Amazon Channels. Whether that's HBO, Stars, Cinemax, Showtime, they got you covered right there with Prime. So go ahead, go to Amazon, click that Amazon banner at the homepage and current promotions page right there at SamShowNation.com and reclaim your time. I know some people who are reclaiming their time. Hey, it is what it is. I'm probably sure they probably did it with Amazon.com when they got home. But here's what we're about to do. We're going to get into this podcast. We're going to chop it up with my man Driz and Napoleon, and I will see you guys in about 90 seconds. This is Just Talking Sam Podcast, y'all. Just Talking Sam Podcast. Put your name on it. If you don't talk about it, be about it. I don't know this till like right now.
Seriously.
If you're on iTunes, y'all.
look, it's obvious. If y'all just listen, we never write this out.
All right, I'm back. I'm in the studio right now, but I'm giving a little note before I head out. I'm actually, if you can hear it, I'm grabbing my keys, grabbing my wallet, finna go out to lunch with my man Driz and Napoleon. Did my little homework on Napoleon. Let me tell you something. This is an accomplished MC. This guy has been doing his thing for a long, and he could tell you better than I can. And I'm about to meet up with him. But I did some digging, got in them crates a little bit, see what my man is kicking up. He's been around the block a little bit. Now, we all know Driz. We love Driz. Driz been on his podcast a few more times. And he's welcome back. But this ain't bring guests. You know how I get down. We ain't gonna have nobody, you know, who ain't worth your time, eating up your time, listen to on the podcast. He's a great young brother, and I want you to get a chance to know him. The reason I'm taping now is because, well, I got my email. I saw it go off, and I need to share this with you before I talk with these brothers. This is Napoleon's song, Fire. So I'm going to play that. We're going to hear Fire. Now, you judge for yourself. I personally think he's great, but I could be a bit biased. So we're going to play Fire by my man Napoleon. And then by the time you hear my voice next, I'm going to be sitting at lunch with these cats. We're going to chop it up. We're going to get into Driz's big announcement. We're going to talk about everything that needs to be talked about on this edition of Just Talking with Sam. Yeah, we're doing a little bit differently this week, but hey, free meals are free meals. So I will see you guys after the song.
Rap killer, the trap dealer, the cat killer, with a black cat in his maxilla. I kill a break as soon as the song play. The bury a rapper alive inside of an earthquake. Keep a hard drive, I'ma send from heaven with battle flows that's compatible with Windows 7. I'm Marvel critics like Stan Lee when I start to spit it. Paint a picture so vivid, this flow is an art exhibit. This millennium style in 93, just a memory. Just to fuck what you saw, take a cataract's virginity. Cover your scenery, every rhyme on a page live. The flow is hard to catch like Fat Joe in a stage dive. The bass gets choked, the treble gets slammed. I'm off the chain like a pipe once the pedal gets jammed. Here's the blueprint, then you can need a page of that. So they 99 problems finally fade to black. Rappers is lacking in skill, but you nod to them still. You can't even feel if they real like a counterfeit feel. But yo, don't front, cause you know the flow is hitting because you know it's all Detroit, oh, we on fire. Too late to stop, we so hot. Women love it because the flow is. Hate is mad because it's on. Detroit, oh, we on fire. Too late to stop, we so hot. Your philosophies of data turn smarter than properties of matter. When I be on a mic, rappers call me the master like Rock Young. I kick a rhyme with low ticks, like a car with Matt Rogers on it. I grind with no brakes. I see the planet from doom, call me Dr. Strange. Kidnap Satan and burn him inside the chakra flames. I loaded lyrics like a clip inside an AR. 20 demons can slay before I reach the 8th bar. I'm magnificent slash magnificent. On the rap, intricate plus I track many chicks. I educate they minds, teach them data. Limitless. Too many foolish rappers flipping in their penmanship. They found vision collapse and then they fall tilted. Like juggernaut ran through the walls of a tall building. A postmortem of flows to bogartem. The music selling like it's blue magic inside of Harlem. Cause ain't nobody that's defined a prophet like Method Man and Belly. You dying for knowledge, I'm on fire. Don't front, cause you know the flow is hitting because you know it's all Detroit, you know we on fire. Super late to stop me so hot. Whipping up it because the flow is. Hate is mad because it's on. Detroit, you know we on fire. Too late to stop me so hot. Hit with a force to make the Eiffel Tower lean forward. My wordplay turn a hydrant into steam water. Can't even drive my own car, the reason why it matters. A trip to the gas station is a fire hazard. And my raps to make the Great Lakes evaporate. Turn the microphone to ashes and watch it cast away. Cause volcanism whenever I start to write forever. My bars ignite whoever's involved in them. You ain't the hottest rapper out now, what? I rap in your furnace, warm your whole house up. So hot the human torch carries sunblock. It'll feel like the temperature when the sun flies. Turn on your AC, cut on a ceiling fan. Cause I should write 16 bars in a skillet pan. Listen, it's God-given, divine whenever I rhyme. I'm one of a kind beyond what y'all spitting. So if you rappers think the pole of your trash, get a dip with cyanide sprinkled over the shaft. I'm on fire.
Yeah, we back on the podcast. I want to thank I know Napoleon is looking at me like, what the fuck just said? Trust me, it will make sense when okay. I stitch this all together. My man Driz, he's back for the third time. You come back again, you work here. But you brought a guest.
Yeah.
You brought Napoleon. Now Napoleon, we played your music leading into this podcast. No one knows who the hell you are. Yeah. Please introduce yourself, say your social media, get it all out there, man.
Yo, what up, though? This the Eastside MC, Napoleon, which is an acronym for Knowledge and Politics on Living Every Day Off Nothing. You can reach me at Twitter, Punchline313, SoundCloud, Punchline313, Facebook, Napoleon Punchline CEO. So you can we have a community page, which is Punchline 313. So that's how you find me right there.
All
right.
Thank you. This is a little bit unorthodox. Normally, we at the crib, we at the table, we chopping it up. But brother took us out to lunch.
Yeah.
So we out. We're holding the podcast at lunch.
Yeah.
And I gotta know, man, how do y'all two ended up work? Like, I know Driz. Driz has been around this podcast quite a few times. He knows the in and out. He did, technically, this is his fourth,
wow.
or fifth podcast. Because the live show, you gotta count the live one. Remember
yeah.
the live roast. So, you sung on that. But
Word.
You gotta count the live roast. You were there for that as well. So, like 3.5, 4, however you want to put it. So I'm curious, how did y'all two end up working together? Because this is supposed to be the summer of Driz. Like,
right.
Driz,
yeah.
I don't know if you know, last albums, I'm pretty sure the girl's still knocking at his door.
Wow.
And this is, we made a pact at the last podcast. This is supposed to be the Get It Wet Summer 17.
Oh, wow.
And it's August. And apparently he's dehydrated, he's getting water. We don't know what's happening with this guy. So I only imagine
Word.
That you are there just to kind of fend the girls off of him.
Yeah.
Napoleon, how did y'all two end up working together?
Well,
what?
That's
go
crazy.
Ahead.
You want to go?
You can go.
It's nuts because we're actually missing one component.
Right.
A young lady by the name of DJ Dos
Lopez.
Uh-huh.
And she would make the trifecta.
Okay,
yeah.
So you're a triad now.
Exactly,
right.
Exactly. Because I wanted to bring everybody on the show. I wanted to talk to the listeners. Because first, I'm going for the record. Because he said about 3.5 times.
Yeah, yeah. You.
I'm going for the record with this.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I'm going for the record on this one. But yeah, Dose, if you listen, I know you are. Shouts out.
Shout out.
It's just an excuse for him to come back. So, come back. So there we go. You got the triad going. Please tell us a little bit about DJ Dos Lopez.
And of course, that's the AKA, because what the world is about to see is called the 3D tour.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep.
Please tell us about it.
Of course, of course. Which will be me, you know, your boy Driz, Napoleon, and DJ Dos Lopez. We're bringing to the world something that we've been cooking up. I've been kind of quiet, and I did that on purpose.
I thought that's because it was the summer of Driz, aka Get It Wet 2017. That's what I thought that was.
Yeah,
I just thought, you know, you just had so much in your direction that you just had to take a couple months off. Like, hey, okay, sorry.
Well, you know, I do that in between. It has been a busy summer, I would say that.
Yes.
Okay. But the 3D tour.
No, this is the 3D tour going on. And like I said, it's featuring me, Napoleon, and DJ Dos Lopez. Of course, she is the DJ of the tour, but we didn't want her to just be in the back, so she's a part of what we're doing. It's three components. We're bringing Detroit in three dimensions when it comes to our sounds. We're all very unique artists, and we wanted the world to see it. And so we just kind of been cooking it up slowly, and this is like the world premiere of it. So you get an exclusive here.
Okay.
Because nothing's been dropped. Nothing's been
still
promoted.
Cooking. I'm with you.
Right. And so we wanted to bring it to the world. And I was like, I was talking to Napoleon and the team. I was like, what perfect way to do it than with my man Sam's show, podcast.
Yeah.
So
We got it exclusive. Yeah, all right. Yeah. Just talking with Sam, podcast.
Definitely.
Yeah. Now, I mean, we are familiar with your work. We've seen it. And cat out of bag with DJ Dos Lopez, me and her have met a few times.
Wow.
Only problem is it's been in a different avenue because she was doing a lot of her stuff with Tap Detroit.
Yep.
And it was always like, all right, you like doing your thing. These are all, we've met, I want to say 3 or 4 times, and it's always been under a minute.
Yeah.
Like, you can set your watch to it. You can get a stopwatch. It's always been, hey, I like what you're doing. Yada, yada, spleen. Yeah. All right, see ya.
Yeah.
And then another time, she was doing something because she's big on, like, cosplay.
Yeah.
So, like, there was another one like, oh, man, it's you again. It's you again. All right.
She's definitely in the circuit.
And then it turned into just imagine two more of those quick little.
Yeah.
All right, then.
Yeah.
And, okay. Wow. Speaks for herself. I'm sure stuff with the Tap Detroit stuff.
Yeah.
You could Google it. You can see some of her stuff.
She
should be here too, but it is what it is. Now, Napoleon, you've been around the East Side scene for a minute. Please tell us about your travels because we've been seeing you around minus a few name changes, it's your story. You go ahead.
Okay, yeah. Well, I dropped back in 2008. I had dropped a mixtape called MC Dumb It Down.
Mm-hmm.
And the concept of it was around that time, a lot of people were saying, dumb down your lyrics so people can understand it. And to me, it's an art to hip hop. And, you know, with the words, I think you got to be creative with the stuff that you're rhyming off of. You know, because most people rhyme off the, you know, the common words like man, hand, stand.
Right.
But when you start using words like epistemology, you know, it makes it more complicated. You know what I'm saying?
But so, yeah, I got you. I mean, like, it's the same thing that we see every day, like with newspapers, magazines. Yes.
Right.
A newspaper and magazine has to be written regardless of whatever you're talking about at an eighth grade level.
Right.
So that anyone who pick up that newspaper or magazine can at least get the gist of what you're saying.
Right.
You, and crude analogy, if you will, is a book. You're going to a higher level. So, yeah, I got that.
Yeah, and I do got simple lyrics, too. But that was just to show, you know, to bring out the art of MCing right there, the art of lyricism. So I had dropped that with the group I was in. Well, I'm still in the group. It's called Powerhouse Prophets, and it was pretty big on the local scene.
Mm-hmm.
Most people knew it as PHP. Well, that's how it was sold.
That's where I found it. Yeah.
PHP, Powerhouse Prophets. And you probably see my brother down there, Young Entrepreneur. Shout out to him. He's downtown with like 1,000 CDs handing them out still. After that, I did do a hip hop documentary on Detroit hip hop. It was called Soul Hood Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
And filmed places like the 5E Gallery, Artist Village. I was at the Locker House. Yeah. What'd you say?
Tangent.
Okay.
Wait, was Tangent around back then? I think about it.
This was, I think, 2012.
Nah, it couldn't have been.
Talking about the place on Grand River, right?
Right.
They was just getting started.
Yeah.
I was going to go there.
Right.
And matter of fact, I think some of the people that was there was at the Artist Village.
Exactly. You know, because I'm throwing out names. Since we naming people, I off the top of my head, Dope MC, Ellie Santiago, yeah. Seven the General.
Yeah.
I mean, the list goes on and on.
Yeah.
And they're bringing it back.
Right.
I got a little excited. As of yesterday, they made the announcement on social media that they're bringing, Open Mic Jam. That's
okay.
Pretty much
yeah.
where all of them used to meet. In order to show their craft. Okay.
Yeah.
So me and you probably done ran into each other and didn't
yeah.
know it. Yeah.
yeah, you look familiar.
It's a small world.
It's a very small world.
Yeah, so I did that. It was actually in the Made in Michigan Film Festival. And 5E actually premiered it at the old Miami. Too.
Okay.
So, yeah, I did that. Then I went back to music. Actually working on my own solo project, which is called it's called The Illest MC on the Earth, but it got a different the concept.
I like that title.
Yeah,
okay.
yeah.
You better be prepared to back up that title.
Yeah. The title is not what you think it is. Like it's not.
Oh
what
my
you
God,
think
are you
mean.
Sick?
Yeah.
Oh, you are the Illest MC. Are you? Oh, I apologize.
Nah.
I didn't want to be insensitive, brother. It's like, you
no,
know.
No, no, no. Like,
some flowers in the car.
You know, what it's about is about how music influences people. Like, it can be an artist that come out, and then it can be a kid that get infected by that artist.
Oh, yeah. It happens all the time.
And then that kid rose up to be a superstar just like that artist. So, like, you look at it, for example, like Jay-Z.
Yeah.
If you look at interviews with Kanye West, he'll tell you, like, he idolized mm-hmm. Jay-Z, and he's right on stage with Jay-Z, you know, well, they're not performing it together, but
I,
yeah.
Hey, I greatly understand the point, I mean, that you're making, because this podcast is based upon that. The entire reason of this podcast, a lot of people who sat in your seat right now that I'm sitting across from, people never in a million years I thought I'd be talking to.
Right.
So, yeah, I totally understand that. We, the name we came up with it here is Kids. Everybody has kids.
Okay.
Meaning, like, you brought up the Jay-Z Kanye thing.
Right.
So now, Kanye's at this point, and Kanye has kids now.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
And there's people who, Big Sean, actually, since we don't break it full circle, Big Sean is
right.
one of Kanye's, and I'm using air quotes, kids.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, he grew up listening to him, and he, I think the story is, and Big Sean, if you're listening, please feel free to come on the podcast and correct me.
Shouts out to Big Sean.
But
shout out Big Sean.
Essentially saw Kanye got into an elevator and essentially trapped him into an elevator
yeah.
where he just kept rapping in the elevator until Kanye was like, all right, man, just come by the office. Damn, I can't
right,
even get
right.
into an elevator.
Wow.
And the rest is history.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, that progression, of course.
Right.
Put something out there. I mean, And when you put something out there, whatever that person or I guess super fan or someone who's into you will be into you and for the most part try to emulate you.
Right, right.
Okay.
So it's like you take the artist Napoleon and I'm actually affected by a lot of MCs. So like the kid that listens to me is going to have that same infection. It's going to spread like a disease.
I get it. The illest MC.
Right.
Because of the infection.
Right.
All right. Yeah. I got you.
Yeah.
It took a second.
Yeah.
But I got
you. Yeah.
But now that we know, man, that's a hell of a project. And, yeah. So now that all three of y'all have hooked up.
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit more about this 3D tour. I mean, some of the, I mean, don't keep us in suspense. Let us know a little bit what's going on.
Yeah.
How are we doing this? This is a three-stage thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Please, tell us.
For sure. So the backstory is, and I'll go back and I'll take you forward. Try not to talk too much because, you know, I can talk. I can go all day.
Dude, we got time. Please. This is a talk show. You should.
So we were on a showcase, me and Napoleon, with a couple other artists at the Artist Village. Shouts out to Black Maria. And we were performing and stuff, and we were like, man, this is cool. I saw him go up and, like, rock the crowd, and I was like, this cat is real, you know? Like, he's like a real MC, and like everybody was really responding to him. And I watched him when he got off stage, how he was like, he pulled out the laptop and he was all into the laptop and his music and stuff, and he looked really serious. And we just heard how serious he is when it comes to his
constant
music and
professional
stuff.
Man.
Yeah So I was like, that'd be dope. So we just stay connected, ran into, you know, Dose, seeing the scene and stuff last year doing the whole Roses and Revolvers thing and stuff. Sat down with her and talked, and you know, we noticed they didn't know each other, but I knew them. But when I got done talking to them, like on air and off air, on stage or whatever the case may be, we found that, or at least I found out that we all have a love for music, and we all wanted to utilize our platforms to like bring music to the world and help our people. And put our homies on, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And so, and we were all unique in all, you know, all our ways and stuff, and we were all different. And I want, as you know, every year I try to progress in a lot of different ways, and I've been performing throughout Detroit and Michigan and stuff. And I was like, the next level for me is to do more shows in the Midwest.
Oh, makes sense. Yeah, you should.
Yeah, you know, because if you're not progressing, you're degressing.
Makes sense.
Right.
So I reached out to Napoleon. I had worked with him on, once again, the Roses and Revolver project, and Dose. And we were like, you know, I just brought everybody together, and I said, like, we can really do this. And these are artists that I really enjoy their sound. So Dose brings the whole DJ, but the experimental electronic element to the table, and you know, the MC beast over here brings that, you know, and I just, you know, I bring some craziness too, and we just like smush it all together. And just, we wanted to do something a little bit different because I wanted to have a tour with multi genres, you know,
Makes sense.
I knew that I didn't just want it to be just one, because I, you know me, if you ever heard my music,
that you
jump
genres
a lot.
So yeah,
you know, I'm always
out the box. You have done hip hop. You've jumped over into
spoken word.
Yeah, now you was like Drake for a while.
Yeah,
you was like that weird. It's not necessarily poetry, but it's not singing. Whatever that through line is,
somewhere in the
somewhere
between
in the
that.
Middle. Go to the other side of the spectrum and just straight up singing. So of course.
Yeah.
Right.
And now you got people like Napoleon with you who, to my knowledge, just raps. You got anything else you want to share with the class? You got any extra talents?
Well, he a dope producer.
Yeah, but that's kind of my point. I admit, like on stage, and then, like I said, DJ Dos Lopez. I am very familiar with her work.
Yeah.
And she did, if I'm not mistaken, a lot of the EDM stuff. I want to say Movement. I think she had a little piece of that.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
God damn it, I wish she was here.
I know.
Hey, right.
She could just tell me because I don't want to confuse her with no one else. I just had to stop talking because yeah. I want to give credit from it was around Memorial Day.
Yeah.
So, all right, whatever. Yeah. I guess she can do it via social media. No, you're right about this. You're wrong about that.
Right.
You're right about
right,
this.
Right, right, right.
And you are welcome to come back anytime you want to sit down. Right. Just for 5 minutes. Yeah. Yes, no. Just,
yeah.
She just straight up said, yes, no, no, yes. That was me. That wasn't.
Right.
But, I mean, I'm glad that this is starting to happen and you guys are branching out and coming together, yeah. form like yeah. Voltron to make, like, a real tangible thing happen
yeah.
because
yeah.
It's been a long time coming
yeah.
For both parties.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Now, I guess, have you guys did anything together yet where you guys chance to see the chemistry with each other?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, well, definitely in rehearsals, definitely in meetings, definitely we cut some stuff. You know, we've been around each other. You know, I'll put everybody together because, like I said, they didn't know each other. So it was like, oh, is you? Is it you? You know, and
right.
we just kind of sat down and was able to just kind of pick for ideas. And we, you know, we're still in the process of some stuff.
Okay.
Right.
Because this is kind of new waters for me because, you know, I was in a group, but I was solo for such a long time. I'm just so used to doing my own thing, you
yeah.
know, and so.
Now you got to be back to a group.
Yeah,
that
yeah,
group
yeah.
dynamic
right.
where you don't call all the shots
right.
no more.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
yeah.
So it's interesting. And so, and then we got people like backing us. So like we, you know, our meetings are like, you know, 6 or 7 people sometimes. And,
right.
you know, all these little details because, you know, you just can't jump on tour. You gotta like plan stuff
yeah.
out and
really
where
you know
are you going?
Yeah, yeah,
yes,
exactly.
Yes,
like,
yes.
How things are going to look and everything. But I'm so excited about this. The whole 3D tours is like it's been something like a dream. You know what I'm saying? Definitely something of you know, something like you said, long time coming. Something
mm-hmm.
I wanted to do. And I did shows outside the state before.
Yeah.
But not consistently, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, consistently
yeah.
more so in Detroit and everything. So, and then, like, Dulce was actually the last piece of the puzzle to come along. And, but when we found her, it connected. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
definitely connected.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
It's weird to ask some questions, and she's not here to kind of,
yeah.
like, bite, I guess, or defend herself. But
right.
I guess let's try to at least... What did you guys see in Dose in which you guys were just like, yeah, her. We need her. Like, what was the thing in her that made it, like, pardon the term, but necessary to add her to this dynamic?
Well, we know we wanted to do some uniqueness. You know, we wanted this to be a difference or... we were looking through a lot of different acts because, like I said, we wanted to be multi-genre, you know. And so
yeah.
With that in itself, we went to a lot of people's Facebook pages. And then we had some other artists that just the chemistry was off.
Okay.
And
right.
so when Dose came along and I had talked to her about the idea of it, you know, and said we were looking. And she was like, okay, you know, just keep me in mind and stuff like that, you know. And we went through several other artists. We
yeah.
almost got discouraged
because yeah.
I was like,
you don't have to name names.
Yeah.
Right.
I got to
right.
know
yeah.
what happened because y'all both looked at each other.
Yeah.
Y'all had this instant like, yeah,
yeah.
we're never doing that again.
Right.
What was the thing y'all not doing? You don't have to name names, but
yeah.
what happened? Because the look y'all just shot each other.
You want
to... One of y'all.
You want to tell it?
No, I'll let you tell the story. No,
it
yeah,
didn't
go ahead.
Work out.
Oh,
yeah.
no.
yeah.
yeah, but... Okay, what happened, guys?
Yeah. I let Napoleon tell
oh,
his story.
Go ahead. Remember, you ain't got to name names.
Okay. Okay, we had...
we'll call him Derek.
Okay, Derek.
Yeah, Derek.
I like that name.
His
yeah.
name wasn't Derek.
No, it wasn't Derek.
Yeah.
No.
Derek.
All right.
Okay,
all right.
we're gonna
sure.
use Derek.
What happened with Derek?
Okay, we was going to have Derek as the third entity, and... when Driz had, well, we talked about it, and he told me about him, and I did the research on him, And I was like, yo, this guy.
Yeah, we was excited.
Yeah, we was like, yeah.
Derek the man.
Like, yeah. Derek's is going to be on this tour. So, when Driz talked to him, he was like, yeah, let's do it tomorrow.
Okay.
We like, oh, shit.
Okay.
You know.
Derek Driz had a free schedule. All right. I'm with that.
So Driz is like, yo, I'm going to hit this dude up tomorrow. And he gonna be on the conference call next week. So next week comes around. And Driz talks to Derek. And
yep. All right.
Okay. Yeah, Driz talks to Derek, and apparently he forgot. And
what do you mean forgot? Forgot the tour, all the stuff you just agreed to?
Dude, it was crazy. It was nuts because I talked to him, and he was like, yeah, I'm down. Cool. So second conversation come around, he like, yeah, let's do it. And I was like, yeah, we're going to have the tour and everything. He was like, no, let's do it tomorrow, man. Yo, this is going to be great. You know, he was like, my hands in the colors. You know, I was like,
wait, what?
Right, exactly. That's
yeah.
What I was like,
oh, Derek was high.
Ah.
Okay, all right.
I was like, ah.
Can Derek spit on me? Like,
well, the crazy thing about it is, I was like, all right, I'll talk to him. And he was like, yeah, I'm down, you know, because it was like, all right, well, you might have had a couple, you know.
Hey, I'm a drinker. Yeah. I get it.
Yeah.
Cut a couple items.
right.
I get it.
But you can still be good, you know?
Yeah,
right. Talking business.
Some of my best shows was done. Under the influence. So yeah, so the best shows we ever had on this podcast. We had some in us.
Right.
So yeah, so, I mean, don't be poo pooing.
Yeah, I wasn't mad at him.
Performance enhancing.
The so the next, like, we're supposed to meet up, and he hits me back with, what are you talking about? I was like,
yep. Here you go.
Oh, let me fill my eyes out.
I was talking to him, and he was like, what are you talking about? And I was like, remember we had two conversations, we talked about the tour, and he was like, I don't remember.
Oh my God.
Nothing.
Oh, man.
I was like, you know what I mean? And then I filled him in, and he was like, oh, you know what? I'm booked, and I can't really do
those
booked. Days.
Yeah, he's booked. He's on the tour now. What part of tomorrow ain't you getting? Derek moves fast, man.
Yeah, he does.
So Derek, waiting on y'all. My man is in Tupelo, Mississippi right now with the tour. He waiting on y'all.
He
was doing some dates, and I guess he forgot to tell y'all. Like, he forgot everything
some,
else.
Yeah, he's doing something.
He was telling me about some kind of ninja movie he was talking to. He was like, the ninja is flying, man. I was
so,
like, oh.
Right. I take it Derek may not be a part of it.
Yeah, this. He may not be on the tour.
Nah.
But I get it. I completely understand it. I wish you guys nothing but the best with the tour. So, along with the tour and along with the rehearsal, so we're kind of like in the beginning stages of that right now?
Yes and no. We're getting a couple more rehearsals in. August is the month of rehearsals, more rehearsals, I guess, for us. But the tour I'm excited about, it kicks off in Ohio at a place called Mockbe.
Oh, you got dates?
Cincinnati.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. We got this going. And this is not just a dream.
Right. I mean, like, apparently it is. Depending on who you ask.
Yeah, man. The tour kicks off at the end of this month. Super, super excited about that. You know, don't just meet us there, beat us there. We have a website that we are launching in the next couple of weeks. Called wearethe3d.com. Again, www.wearethe3d.com. That y'all can go and see more dates of it. We're Ohio. We're going to, of course, do some stuff, here in Detroit. We're in Grand Rapids. I just got a call today. We're in Chicago. Later on, and we just got a bunch of, you know, dates that we still have to confirm, but it will be about 8 dates, maybe 4 or 5 cities.
Just enough to get out there, see what it is.
Well, this is the setup tour. Yeah. You know, this is the promo tour. We got product that's coming out. You know, I got my new single, Drunk in Love, you know.
Yeah. Which we will be playing after the interview portion.
Napoleon working on his stuff, you know. Yeah. So we wanted to set up, but this is a way for us to set up our circuit. You know, like, my music has been, you know, around. So it's like, I wanted to go out and see my fans, because that was one of the biggest things about it. It was like, why don't you travel outside of Michigan, you know?
Well, right. I mean, yeah, you're right. You're right. I mean, you got to go. You got to show love. Social media can only do so much.
Yeah.
You want to see them in person.
Right. Right. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. That was another push for it and everything. But this tour is going to be phenomenal. I'm not just saying it because I'm on it. Maybe a little bit. Yeah. But no, we want to, like it'd be worth the money, you know, coming to see. Like I said, it's not just hip hop. It's not just I'm doing an alternative rock set for this tour and everything. It's not just electronic. It's all, you know. Okay. So you can definitely come, you know, and really partake. You know, definitely. Yeah. Bring your dancing shoes. You know, we're going to rock in the place. We're hitting everywhere from cafe to clubs to, you know, dance halls and everything. And this year, like I said, it's the setup. It's the promo. Next year, we're going to do it again, you know, quote unquote. And more info and details is coming on that. But definitely catch us this. And it's fall. We're taking over the fall. That's what we decided to do. So we're taking over the fall. All right.
So you in football.
Yeah.
That's pretty much what we are.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So August 26th. That's the date. August 26th.
Yeah.
All that's my crazy. Ohio people, come down in Cincinnati. We will be in the building. That's DJ Dos Lopez.
And quite honestly, I see you guys are super excited about this.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've seen you fired up before, so I know it's just going to go well.
Yeah.
But I wish you guys nothing but the best.
Yeah, sure.
We getting around that time.
Yeah.
And please throw out all that social media info where they can find you, where they can learn about the tour one more time.
Right.
Please.
Yeah. Definitely look forward to my single, Drunk in Love.
Yeah.
Get tickets for the tour. And like I said, I didn't say mine, so www.drizzsong.com. I just released the new website, so connect with me. That has all my social media on there, www.drizzsongs.com. Look out for that single and that album.
Man, it was great having you guys on. Yeah. Drizz, you already know, but I tell Napoleon, you are more than welcome back to sit down and just chop it up, because I think I only scratched the surface of what you bring to the table.
Yeah.
And Drizz, like I said, in a few minutes, we'll get him a shirt.
He
don't have him working more than something. But thanks again so much, guys.
Word.
For sure.
Yeah.
A friend of mine the other day asked me, he said, have you ever gotten your heart broken? And I told him, yeah, of course. They asked, what does that look like? What does that sound like? I'll show you.
I don't know where to begin. Before we start, we hit the end. Now I'm up like 3 a.m. to pick up the pen and make the record spin. Confess my sins. She was my treasure. She was my gem. I don't even know what state of mind I'm in. I guess they call it Detroit, Michigan. Yeah. They say the good guys finish last. I guess that's why I'm staring at my glass. Cause I'm the type to catch feelings fast. When it go bad, I crash. Grab my duffel bag. I keep thinking about that love we had. Overdosed on you. Got too close to you. Now they taking me to rehab.
It's like one too many tricks. And I'm holding on to the sink. I'm so drunk off your love. I'm so drunk off your love. Now I can't make it home. And I'm sitting all alone. I'm so drunk off your love. I'm so drunk off your love.
tell me when the pain's over. I text her, she ain't texting back. But all I wanted was some real closure. Spill emotions dry, and some people ask why. Me, I put two fingers in the air to celebrate the fact that we tried. Then go ahead and sober up. Then go ahead and soldier up. Cause when we hit rock bottom, there ain't nowhere to go but up.
One too many drinks, and I'm holding on to the sink. I'm so drunk off your love. I'm so drunk off your love. Now I can't make it home. And I'm sitting all alone. I'm so drunk off your love. I'm so drunk off your love. La la la.
Latest single, Drunken Love. You can catch it all at the website drizzsongs.com. Please check them out. And that was that announcement. You can see him in person starting on the 26th of August. They will be in a hood near you. They will be live. They could be in person. You can look at them in the face. You can shake their hand. You can tell them they did a great job. You can tell them you heard them on this podcast. You can do all of that stuff in person as they play a city near you. You may want to hurry up. Tickets are going fast. It is. You want to jump on this. When you see my man Driz, Napoleon, and DJ Dos Lopez. That young lady, I really wish she was here today to really speak for herself. I've met her a few times. I've seen her in passing. That is a dope young lady. And if you are listening to the sound of my voice, DJ Dos Lopez, you are more than welcome to come on this podcast. We can sit down. We can talk about your music. I really want to dive into the culture of cosplay. I want to get into all of that. So you got an open invitation. And as far as my guys, all three of them, I hope they get on this roll and tear it up. And for the people watching it, you are in for a treat. So that pretty much does it for me this week. I want to thank my man Napoleon. I want to thank Driz for stopping by. I want to thank him for lunch. I want to thank him for a lot of stuff. But you want to show your thanks to these guys, hit them up on their various social media. Hit them up at that tour. Check them out. I thank them for being on this podcast, and they're welcome back whenever they want as well. Speaking of the podcast, you can talk about the epicenter for everything of the Just Talking with Sam podcast. That is samshownation.com. Everything related to the Just Talking with Sam podcast can be found there. I'm on social media as well. Facebook and Instagram. You can find me at Just Talking with Sam. No G in talking. Just Talking with Sam. With Twitter, you can talk to me personally at SamShow11. And that's pretty much it. Go to SamShowNation.com. Everything related to the podcast can be found there. And I will see you guys next week. Peace out.